The state treasurer is Michael Frerichs. His op-ed in the Daily Herald talks about how important Canada is as a trading partner for Illinois. Michael, you're on WGN. Thanks for saying hi.
John, great to talk with you. People may want to learn their foraging skills because they're probably going to see an increase in prices they're paying in food at the grocery store soon because of the Trump tax.
Nice segue, sir. Nice segue. yeah, it's interesting because I imagined Illinois would be an important trade partner with other countries just because of the agriculture and industrial base we have. Caterpillar tractor, John Deere, et cetera, and then corn and beans. I had no idea, though, that we were number one with Canada, right?
We are, and a lot of that is because of the oil that comes down from the tar sands gets processed at 5 refineries here in Illinois. But people just need to know what, there's been a lot of talk about tariffs. You should think of them. We know who's going to pay them. It's not Canada. It's not Mexico. It's us. And American consumers are going to be paying this.
And it goes both ways, though, right? Didn't you say in the op-ed, I can read you to you, you said we import more from Canada than any other state, and we export more to Canada than any other market. So what are they buying from us? Is it corn and beans?
Yeah, a lot of our products. As a kid growing up in Central Illinois, I worked in fields in the summers. I once worked overnight at a grain elevator one fall. Our state exports billions of dollars in soybeans, corn, pork, and specialty crops, and Canada is already retaliating. So nearly 1 in 10 non-farm jobs are in manufacturing. We're going to see that in job loss, potentially at that Ford plant on the south side of Chicago. Caterpillar, ADM has already started laying people off. The tax is one thing. It's paid by American consumers. But it hurts our businesses as well. Businesses look at taxes, but they also look for stability. And the way he has rolled this out, with constantly changing his mind and saying it might change, has provided no stability for our employers and manufacturers in this state.
So it's another 10% that gets you to 20 in China. Would you separate China from, say, Canada and Mexico in this conversation?
I would, because I think tariffs sometimes have a role. If a country is dumping a product on you and it's competing unfairly, we want to be able to use tariffs to level that playing field. If you have a strategic issue with someone, you want to weaken China, you can maybe do that. But when the president talks about bringing jobs back to America, many of the jobs that left China because of his first tariffs just moved to Vietnam. They didn't come back to America. They didn't make America great again. They made Vietnam great. And I don't think that's what Americans thought they were getting when they voted for this president.
Well, there is this story today, and that is, and you've probably heard it, or maybe I'm breaking it, but Honda has said that rather than making their next generation Civic hybrid in Mexico, they're going to make it in neighboring Indiana to avoid the potential tariffs on one of its top-selling car models. Honda, according to three people familiar with the matter, is going to open up their next factory in Indiana, maybe in 2027. I'll just read a little bit more from Reuters. The change underscores how manufacturers are scrambling to adapt to U.S. President Donald Trump's proposed 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada. Several automakers have expressed concern about the levies. Honda's move is the first concrete measure by a major Japanese car company. And I read that to just suppose this with you, and yep. That is maybe today and yesterday and tomorrow will be the shock and awe of these tariffs. But when the dust settles, you know, you can't open a car plant tomorrow. Maybe when the dust settles, this won't be as bad as it feels right now. What do you think of that?
Well, I'll quote the Ford CEO. We've got a Ford assembly plant in Chicago. Ford CEO has warned the Trump tariffs tax will blow a hole in the U.S. industry. The U.S. industry, that we have, unlike we've never seen, that gives free rein to South Korea, Japanese, and European companies. So it's true there that some might also hear, but it's not helpful necessarily to U.S. industry because these tariffs are going to be met with reciprocal tariffs. The trade war is not one way. It goes both ways. And so those farmers here in Illinois will be among the first victims, and it's not like we can then if they put tariffs on our products, that they're going to move and grow here in Illinois. Companies like, or countries like Canada, are going to import from Brazil or other competitors to our U.S. farmers. So you might be able to find some positives out of this, but I think as a net, it's going to be harmful to Illinois consumers mm-hmm. and Illinois businesses.
Yeah, I suppose there's some farmers in Illinois that are looking at the tops of their shoes right now, hoping that this yep. isn't as bad as it sounds right now. And again, I hesitate to say that the news of the day will be the result. But so then Donald Trump said 25% on Canada, and then Canada said, okay, 25% on the United States. And then the president said retaliatory tariffs will be met with equal tariffs. So I think now we are due for another 25% tariff on the 25%, and then they'll do 25%. And pretty soon you're at, 7,000% tariffs back and forth. I'm sure it's not going to go that way, but
It's not, but that's what happens in a trade war like this. It spins out of control. And we export a lot of crops out of Illinois. If those markets are closed, farmers will have lower prices. ADM has already announced layoffs amid regulatory policy uncertainty and global market challenges. They're saying is the Trump tax is causing them to lay off workers, and that's going to be harmful for those employees and for the farmers who supply ADM.
You know, what I'm struggling to do, and I do struggle, is to try and see this as apolitically as possible, to wonder if there is any sense to this that will come out in the long run. I haven't found many economists that can talk sense into me about that, but the president has long said that ultimately these tariffs will be net positive for the United States. So if the market doesn't like it on Tuesday, again, wait till the dust settles. Let's see what happens. And maybe that's not farmers so much as it might be steel manufacturers or producers or automobile manufacturers. Ultimately, these things then will be made in the United States, and that's how we will win. Your thought about that?
Yeah, I would say that tariffs have a time and place, but steep across-the-board tariffs on our allies is not a trade policy. It's just a Trump tax so that he can afford tax cuts for the wealthiest people in our country, like Elon Musk. And if you say, well, that sounds partisan coming from a Democrat, even the head of the Illinois Manufacturers Association, which is not a progressive group, I assure you, said tariffs should be used as a scalpel, not as a sledgehammer. And that's how they're being applied today.
Yeah, just one last thing then. To Illinois farmers, what's the prognosis here, Michael?
You know, I read today some congressional Republicans are saying that Republicans are willing to pay more at the grocery store to support their president. We'll see how long that lasts. Donald Trump campaigned on lowering prices in the grocery store on day one. Well, we're now at, day 40-something? And people haven't seen the prices be lowered. In some cases, they've seen them go up. And I think with these tariffs, if you like things that are grown in Mexico, if you like avocados, tomatoes, chocolate, those prices are going to go up.
Okay, now that's where it sits today. The numbers in your story are interesting, I think. It's an op-ed in the Daily Herald today. You mentioned, watch out, chocolate, avocados, tomatoes, and other foods from Mexico. Lumber may be from Canada. This is just the nature of these trade wars. Is it also true, Mr. Secretary, or Mr. Treasurer, Michael Frerichs, that a 25% tariff does not mean a 25% increase, though, right? Do we know what the increase will be when we consume these things?
Well, we know that the businesses, the importers, are going to pass these costs along. They may not pass 100%, or you might find some companies that are using it as an excuse to increase prices and blame it on tariffs. But I think it's pretty clear if you talk to economists, and you won't find many on this side of this, people who are trained economists, it's going to result in increased prices, which is basically the Trump tax on working people.
We import more from Canada than any other state. We export more to Canada than any other market, says Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs. Nice to talk to you today, Michael. Thanks for joining us.
John, thanks for having me.